This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from my flagship radio station, AM 860, The Answer, here in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, too, via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital, ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and the Border Patrol, too. Thanks for keeping us all free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, janitorial workers, the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, and the bulk mail centers, too, sorting out the mail. And to the Uber, Lyft, and taxi drivers, not to forget about the bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, I want you to go there, check it out, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, check it out for all the different things we have to offer there. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back on the program with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's talk about our voting machines and what Wolf Blitzer talked about with Eric Swalwell, because he asked him a question and then Swalwell gave him an answer. I'm not sure I agree with him, but here's the back and forth.
Well, let's continue the conversation with Democratic Congressman Eric Swalwell of California. He's a key member of both the Judiciary and Intelligence Committees. I know you got to vote momentarily, but let me get your thoughts on your committee, the House Intelligence Committee, conducting its own investigation into Russia's ongoing activities. What are the biggest vulnerabilities, Congressman, right now in America's electoral infrastructure?
Good evening, Wolf. The biggest vulnerability is the president. He is the leader of our country, and it doesn't matter how hard the FBI agents and the NSA and CIA work. If they don't have leadership at the top and they don't have a commander-in-chief directing them and giving them the resources they need, all the best resources will not prevent another attack. And I see these threats every day on the House Intelligence Committee. Russia is determined to continue to do this, and I fear that we are more vulnerable than we were in 2016 because Russia and other countries will see the United States is open for business when it comes to interference.
Okay, what is it that we don't see that we can't do?
Well, you know, and that's been the talking point for the Democrats. Every time I go over to C-SPAN and I listen to some of these hearings, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's, you know, regardless of what committee it's in, you know, Trump's getting blamed for everything. Well, but Trump doesn't write legislation. He
nope.
just signs it after it goes through both houses.
Yep.
So where's Swalwell's legislation? We've got Cyber Command. We've got a major FBI cyber team in Pittsburgh. And then during the last two election cycles, the 2016 and then the midterms, the FBI is very aware of these vulnerabilities, and they have gone to each of the states where they have seen the vulnerabilities. They represent, you know, management over what is happening there in the states of the voting areas where they see the issues. They have reached out. They've actually created a kind of a petty cash fund,
mm-hmm.
the Congress has. And so any of these states, any of these voting, you know, officials at the state level that want to use some of that money to harden their systems, they're welcome to use it. No questions asked. It's been studied. They've had hearings. You know, so it's like, you know, come on. Yeah, these intelligence agencies and then the agencies themselves, meaning the elections commissions and the
right.
secretaries or you know, of the election whatever's boards, they have been invited into Washington, D.C. Every once in a while I get an email from the Department of Homeland Security and says, okay, we've got this worldwide conference call here, and this is what we're doing, and come jump in. And I jumped in on a couple of them.
Right.
Some of them are way above my head.
We've got a top secret caller here that wants to ask a question. Okay, good morning, top secret caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Sean in town.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
This whole thing is just such a joke, and anybody who can't see that, any foreign country would obviously be rigging the election for Democrats, like they want Trump with his big military, et cetera. The weak need, you know, Democrats that all they want to do is give free money to people that don't even belong to this country, like they're, you know, really big on the military and protecting the country. I mean, all of this happened under Obama. They've been, Russia has towns in Russia that are identical to.
So how do we stop this? We got about 30 seconds. We're going to break. How do we stop this?
Well, for one thing, these liars on TV, something has to be done about this. All it is, I mean, Swalwell, the guy is such a idiot.
Okay, let's address
anyhow,
that.
Anyhow, you guys answer it.
All right, thank you.
It's so
all right.
obvious.
All right, thank you. Well, Denise, how do we, I know Swalwell stood there and lied about what he had to say because he's trying to get his point across. And they're all saying, the Democrats are all saying the same thing in unison now.
Well, yeah, and they're blaming it all on Trump.
Yep.
Well, you know, again, he doesn't write the legislation.
No.
And you know, the United States has put pressure on not just Russia, because Russia is hardly the only one that gets into our systems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would argue that China is actually worse. And, you know, Catherine Herrig said something very, very interesting last night. And she, you know, she works a lot of phones, you know, to all kinds of experts with all of her contacts.
Right.
And what Russia did wasn't just, to, you know, promote Trump to be president, but they do it on both sides.
All right. Hold that thought. Hold that thought. Okay. We'll be right back with more. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
This is Larry Ogan, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Mr. Larry Elder, the sage of L.A. Now, what do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of whatever you have to do to defend yourself when someone comes at you, because they know the last person standing is the first person the law enforcement agencies will look at. And they also know the legal systems don't always get it right to begin with. And defending your life should not cost you everything you own. So, for just a few dollars a month, the USCCA provides their members with vital upfront funding for civil and criminal defense with an attorney basically at the beckoning of your phone call. So think about this for a second. You can join the USCCA. They have three levels of membership. You get $474 of free stuff if you do, including some great apparel and equipment from the USCCA and the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine. But when you go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, that's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and see that USCCA logo link, you click that link, down comes the page, and the first thing you're going to notice is 19 chances to win an AR-15 this weekend. It'll be given away Saturday. So you got till Saturday to sign up for the AR-15 weapon giveaway at my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Go over there, and good luck to you. All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, is back with us. Good morning again.
Good morning.
I'm going to finish up this interview with Wolf Blitzer and Eric Swalwell talking about the danger, and Swalwell being very concerned that the Russians will have the ability, if they don't already, to go in and change the tallies on the vote counts in the machines. So let's listen to what he says. Here's the last minute of it.
But do you worry that the Russians have developed the capability to actually change vote counts in the United States?
Yes.
So what does Congress need to do to tackle this problem? Is there a particular program or department that needs more funding, for example?
Yes, yesterday Bob Mueller gave us a call to action. I thought it was very hair-raising when he said that this cannot be the new normal, and that as we were convening there with him, that the Russians were attacking us in that very moment. That was his word. So unity is the best antidote to what the Russians are doing, but you don't see that from the president. You don't see that on Capitol Hill. Wolf, I've tried to not just investigate, but also to legislate. I've written legislation to require every campaign to tell the FBI if they're offered dirt by a foreign agent. I've written legislation to require social media companies to tell the FBI if foreign adversaries are using their platforms. There's a lot that we can do that is not partisan, and as you pointed out earlier, it may not be the Republicans who benefit next time, so it's in all of our interests to find unity.
Now, the other person that chimed in on this, ironically, was General Stanley McChrystal, who said that the U.S. is totally unprepared for the 2020 election meddling that's coming.
Yeah, he went on to say he wants to, you know, create a commission known as the, and they call it a non-government commission, which I'm fine with. Fair Digital Election Commission, and it's to protect the integrity of the elections by detecting, exposing, and evaluating and remediating the impact of disinformation. So what McChrystal is saying that disinformation is also having a major influence on fair elections. And that part I absolutely have very strong agreement with. You can hang out on Facebook for a while and you can begin to see accounts and people on Facebook or entities on Facebook that are just, they're like bots. They're like Russian bots.
Mm-hmm.
And We have a lot of reason to be very angry and have little regard for James Clapper. But he did say something a couple of years ago, and it may be because of his job at ODNI, and that was he wanted to create, I'm going to get the name of the office wrong, but he wanted to create something called a information office. Which is all, I think, in some ways is what McChrystal is saying, too, to evaluate and punch down, if you will, this false nonsense that's going on out there and where it comes from. And, you know, you could get into a little bit of censorship, which we're also seeing with Facebook, but because they, you know, take down accounts left and right, thinking we're spreading false information. But, you know, false information comes to us. I don't know that we necessarily created.
Now, did you know that Osama bin Laden's brother owned a mansion in Florida in the Orlando area?
I don't know that I did.
Well, there's an article.
Is that real information?
Yeah, it is. There's an article that just popped up here on Newsmax. It's right on the front page right now. It says, Orlando court ruling leaves bin Laden mansion in state of limbo, and it applies to the government going after the assets of bin Laden. This was the brother, but it applies to them going after the assets of the bin Laden family in the United States to pay for some of the damages that were awarded them by the court decision, I believe, in the September 11th, was it Victims Fund? There was some sort of lawsuit assigned to that.
Well, let's see here. I see an article that was back on in 2012 that says his brother Khalil had a 13-acre piece of property since 1980. So
that's an old story they rehashed?
Well, that's when he bought the property in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And the former home of Osama,
mm-hmm.
of Osama bin Laden's brother.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to take it because they want to put some kind of an apartment complex there. So it doesn't look like he still has it. So we don't know what the status is. So they may be wanting to use it for some eminent domain. They want to put 242 apartments there. Yeah, but, you know, again, too, we did, the United States did a lot of business with the Bin Laden family. It was Osama that kind of went off the rails, not necessarily the rest of the family either.
Right.
So, kind of a double-edged sword there.
Now, a couple of things here. The incident in New York City where this Antifa group leader, I believe it was Antifa, threw water, dumped it. You saw the video of it on a police officer, New York City police officer, who walked away.
That was a gang member.
Gang member. Okay, it was a gang member. All right, I got the wrong terminology. It was a gang member. But they were, and they found out who this guy is, and they arrested him for assault.
Yeah, there's three of them that they have arrested. They're working on identifying the fourth. They may have already done that by now, mm-hmm. but they've arrested three.
Well, this is something, I appreciate the police walked away from this, but, you know, this is something, and de Blasio, his order there is don't encourage them,
yeah,
don't
whatever.
Entice them. You know, de Blasio's got to go. He's part of the problem.
Well, there was another one. There's actually a third one now that just happened.
Oh, wow.
Yes, and they went after two female officers that were just on the beat. They weren't confronting anybody. They weren't doing anything, and they threw buckets of water at them and then also had those super soakers, you know, those
yeah.
long-range water pistols.
Yes.
Which I used to wake up my kids in the morning if they didn't want to get out of bed for school. This is obviously a trend going on in different areas of New York City. You see what I'm saying? One was in Brooklyn. They're different areas.
Okay. Well, they did at least arrest the first bunch. By the way, some news about the 737s. Southwest Airlines says, and U.S. Air says that they're not going to fly them until next year.
That seems to be the rumor. It's going to hurt some of those airlines.
Boy, isn't it?
In a big way.
Isn't it?
They can lease some planes from somebody else.
Al. There's always the Saudi Arabian airline. I remember seeing their planes. I don't remember what the name was, but some really funky name. All righty.
Some Boeing planes, just not that one.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. All right, let's see here real quick. Okay, good morning, caller. What's your name? You got about 30 seconds.
It's Backgammon Bob here.
Make it quick.
Those officers up in New York, I think they should have been disciplined for not responding or calling for backup. You just can't let people go lawless and not respond to a crime.
Okay.
Second thing is, what do you think about the possibility of bringing back the draft in order to help our
people? Okay, got to go. All right, well, I'm all for the draft, Denise. I've told you, this time draft the girls, too. I'm serious.
Okay.
All right, we got to go. I'll talk to you on the weekend show. Thank you.
All right.
All right, and that's the end of our segment with Denise. We'll be right back. Going to take a look at the military and veterans news. I'm all for bringing the draft back. Draft the girls, too. All for it. All right, I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
On this vote, the yeas are 284 and the nays are 149.
On Capitol Hill, the House approves a budget and debt limit deal before lawmakers go out on vacation.
This bill is passed without objection. The motion to reconsider is laid on the table.
The measure lasts through 2021, which means after the next general election. The vote 284 to 149, all but 16 Democrats voted for it, 132 Republicans voting against it, even though President Trump supported it. The bill now heads to the Senate. President Trump, along with Vice President Mike Pence, outside the Pentagon for a welcome ceremony for the new Defense Secretary Mark Esper.
Secretary Esper, your lifetime of noble service has prepared you for this immense responsibility.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
It is time for our second Military and Veterans News segment on the Captain's America Third Watch, brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Remember, National Aviation Academy, two campuses to serve you. You can turn your career around in 14 short months. You can take whatever you're making now, make more money, have a lot more benefits too. And here's more about the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, we know that more and more young people are not headed straight off to college from high school. Many more of you have chosen to go to technical schools or BOCES schools or Voltech schools, whatever they call them in your area. And that's a good thing because you're learning a trade and you come out and you start generally at the journeyman level or the apprentice level and then work your way up. And that's fine. But how would you like to start at the top of the ladder? And by that, I mean, instead of making $8 or $10 or $12 an hour, how about making a lot more than that? How about making $50,000, $60,000 a year or more as an aviation maintenance tech? Now, the National Aviation Academy can fill that void and give you a great career path with that starting salary of $50,000 a year or more. And all you got to do is check them out online, naa.edu, that's naa.edu, or give them a call at 800-659-2080 and tell them you want to take the tour of their facility. You want to take the tour of their facility. Now, they have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which they are enlarging that facility, making it a lot more student-friendly, if you will, and the other one in Clearwater, Florida, right down here in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, again, go to naa.edu or give them a call, 800-659-2080, and tell them you want to take the tour. Okay? And also tell them the captain sent you, and you'll get the white gloves treatment for sure. Now, Iran has offered an opportunity to Great Britain to swap their oil tankers, each country that is seized, to try to alleviate the situation that's there with Britain getting the oil tanker up in the Mediterranean off the coast of Gibraltar. And Iran getting the oil tanker that the British had down below in the Straits of Hormuz. So they've offered a chance to switch tit for tat and let bygones be bygones and away you go. Now, I'm not sure Britain's going to do that because they put together a coalition of the willing with their naval vessels, and they're going to guard their country's respective ships that pick up the oil out of the Straits of Hormuz to be on their to move on their merry way. By the way, the U.S. has announced that any American ships that are in the area will receive the same safe passage through the Straits of Hormuz by the United States Navy. Now, you want to be an enlisted aide to a general officer in the Army? Pretty good duty if you can get it. Certainly, you make rank every time it comes around. If you're a buck sergeant, you'll probably be a staff sergeant once you get the job as the general's aide, whether or not it's a driver or a runner or whatever. And soldiers interested in applying for the Army's enlisted aid program should start readying their applications right now because it's application time. And plus, it pays a lot more money. Now, the Navy, not to be outdone, has done something in Iraq. There is a SEAL platoon from SEAL Team 7 that was booted out of Iraq because the commander of a U.S. Special Operations Task Force in Iraq has sent home a platoon of Navy SEALs for drinking while deployed. And U.S. defense officials said the latest discipline incident that's emerged for the elite force relied heavily upon what the Pentagon had to say, not just the rules in the theater for what they were doing. Apparently, they got really carried away. By the way, the U.S. Navy sailed a warship through the Taiwan Strait, a move that came on the same day Beijing warned that it would not rule out using force against self-governed Taiwan to block any move towards formal independence. They've said that for a while. I'm not surprised they're saying it again. Now, let's not forget that we have a lot of problems with mold and whatnot in some of these bases around the country that's being dealt with. But the New Mexico Attorney General says that they are frustrated in New Mexico with the Air Force response to the contamination found there. Top New Mexico officials want the U.S. Air Force to immediately begin defining the boundaries of the plumes of contamination at two bases in the state and provide alternative water supplies to the affected residents. I'm sure they're already doing that, but we'll wait to find out more. And by the way, the B-21, the new B-21 Raider stealth bomber, is making good progress and should become a flying machine in December of 2021, according to the U.S. Air Force Vice Chief of Staff, General Steve Seve Wilson. So we'll wait and see what happens there. Now, the Marine Corps, not to be outdone, two Marine colonels who have been married for 16 years, husband and wife, both took command of two different North Carolina units, according to the Marine Corps. separate North Carolina units just 2 days ago. That's kind of interesting. Can't wait to see how that works out. And General Berger, the commandant of the Marine Corps, has said that he wants to reward the top performers and push promotion authority down to unit-level leaders, offer more job flexibility, and allow people to stay in uniform past the 20-year mark, moves that could drastically shake up the service's career system. And, of course, with the Marines, just like anything else, they've got growing pains. They've got a waiting list for qualified candidates to come in, usually. That's one thing that they're known for. Now, the Coast Guard is busy. They're strengthening their presence in the Western Pacific Ocean, and they're going to test new deployment concepts in the Western Pacific Ocean as well. Now, the Coast Guard cutters, Berthoff, stopped an illegal oil and coal shipment that violated the U.N. Security Council sanctions against North Korea, transiting the Strait of Taiwan amidst condemnation from China, and worked with the U.S. allies to bolster their own Coast Guard forces over there in that region of the world. So the Coast Guard is doing a bang-up job, and kudos to them for doing that bang-up job. By the way, the president has vetoed congressional action to block the Saudi Arabian arms deal. The president vetoed three congressional resolutions meant to block his administration by bypassing Congress to sell weapons to Saudi Arabia, also the United Arab Emirates. So they're going to get their weapons after all. I thought that was kind of odd that he couldn't just go ahead and use an executive order to do what needed to be done, but that was just me talking. I didn't know for sure. But apparently he can, and that's about what he's going to do. By the way, top of this hour, right after Chris Markowski, and I might even mention it with Chris Markowski, Puerto Rico, where do we go from here? Where do we go from here? About 1 million people in the streets fixing to protest again and raise havoc when the governor, by video, came out and said, that's it, I'm done, I leave next Friday at 5 p.m., in the meantime, I'm just getting rid of all my little quirks that I have. In other words, he's destroying some of the evidence that could probably take him down and get him locked up in jail. I'm just saying. I don't know that for sure, but you would think with everything you've been hearing, it might have something to do with it. We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Also, I'm looking at... Oh, and good morning to you, Al. I see you've been chiming in there. I'm sorry I didn't see what you were doing. Okay, let's see. Yeah, I'm talking about the draft. Yeah, male and female draft. Bring the draft back and draft both eligible male and females, 18-year-olds. And doesn't mean you're going to go in combat just because they draft you. Do 2 years of service like you had to do in the old days. And the 2 years of service can be perhaps in the reserve, the ready reserve. Put them on the bases, let them do some of the things that need to be done. Just me talking again. Don't know, but we'll see. All right, we'll be right back. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Chris Markowski, brought to you by our friends at Relief Factor. Now, if you're struggling with pain, nagging pain, doesn't matter what it is, arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, muscle aches and pain, maybe you went out there and you did a workout and you came home and you're stiff or you pulled a muscle or something. Okay, I've got an all-natural remedy that will help you with the pain and with the discomfort. And by the way, it also reduces swelling if that's part of your problem. Now, it's called Relief Factor. And you can get the $19.95 3-week quick start for $19.95 by going to the website relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. And if you do so, you'll find out it'll work for you like it worked for me, because I do take that product and it does work. Relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. Go over there and check it out. what do you got to lose but pain? Okay. Chris Markowski, the Watchdog of Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Speaking of pain, Rachel Maddow was talking to Adam Schiff, and here's about a minute and 10 seconds of their conversation. Here we go.
Let me just press you on that a little bit, Mr. Chairman. Should we expect open hearings involving other members of Mueller's team?
I wouldn't rule it out. We think that today's hearing was very powerful and very important in bringing that report to life and hearing it through Mueller's own words. And we look for other opportunities to do that, too. On some of the counterintelligence questions, it may be more difficult, particularly if it involves either ongoing litigation or classified matters. But where we can, we would like to do hearings like this in public that help inform the nation of the dangers that we face.
Yeah, I think if today we learned anything today, it's about the power of an open hearing. I know that in the Intelligence Committee, you have to do a lot of things behind closed doors because of classification issues. But to the extent that the country has the opportunity to hear these stories, and particularly to hear it from the horse's mouth, boy, is there an appetite for it, and boy, is it valuable. Congressman
Adam Schiff, this is why, Rachel, the Judiciary Committee is working so hard to get Don McGahn to come in and testify. That's also very important.
Congressman Adam Schiff, Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, sir, I know it's a big day today. Thanks for helping us understand it. Much appreciated.
Now, the Democrats think they won. I've been hearing it from a lot of different sources. They think that Mueller did just enough to keep the thing alive and that they won. Now, the collusion theory is gone, but now it's obstruction of justice.
See, I'm hearing the opposite, Matt. I'm hearing that, unless you're like the real far lefties out there, which are, hanging on for, on it by a thread or a dream, I think that most of them realize that this was a bust. And if you take a look, Rachel Maddow just said that there was an appetite for this. The ratings were terrible. No one cares.
Right.
No one cares. No one's even paying attention to it at all. No one's really watching it unless the people are really, real junkies for this stuff. I tried watching it and it just, I felt bad. It was so awful. I had to turn it off. You had to turn away from it. It was so bad. It made you cringe just how bad Mueller was up there. So I think that this is, maybe Rachel needs something to talk about. She needs to have something to cover on her program that's easy. But for the most part, you take a look at the ratings, the American people don't give a damn.
No, and when she started the first half of that was a two-minute interview. When she started the first half of that, she called it elder abuse because of the fact that Mr. Mueller was apparently in pretty dire elderly shape, if you will, not being able to answer questions sharply like he used to and give a presentation like he used to when he was sharp as a tack.
I didn't see that. I don't watch Rachel Maddow, but she's saying that the almighty Mueller, which everybody was praising, can't
right.
handle himself up there.
Correct.
You've got to be kidding me. That's where they're going at this point in time.
Yep.
It's absurd. It really is.
Now, the government is about to pay our farmers up to $16 billion for the trade war losses they incurred, predominantly with soybeans and with corn and with wheat. And most of those farmers are in the South. They're going to benefit the most.
I'm going to be honest with you, Matt. I'm not a big fan of subsidizing anything. I think that the whole subsidization of farmers has to stop. Why are you just giving farmers money? What about other businesses that have been hurt by the trade wars? Why don't they not get money? Why do we pick and choose when it comes to this? Part of the problem that we have with our entire agricultural system here in this country, the way we do things is we hand money out all the time to various different groups, and it causes disconnects. I think that has to stop.
Now, what do you think about Apple buying the Intel's smartphones modem division for a cool $1 billion? What do you think about that?
This is kind of like it's not a big deal. It's $1 billion. Not a big deal for Apple at all. But it kind of points to Apple in the direction that they want to have, where they want to be able to work more in the 5G sector. And then Intel, this division of Intel, they have been losing money, but $1 billion a year. So it's kind of like a perfect deal. They want to get rid of it. Apple wants to have it. And it's kind of a perfect little marriage they got going on there.
Now, we've heard again from Boeing and from United and from Southwest and from U.S. Airlines. They are not going to be flying the 737 MAX until next year in January. That's going to put quite a crimp in their style.
Oh, my God. Southwest just pulled out of Newark Airport.
I heard that, too.
They don't have any airplanes to fly out of there. So, yeah, without a doubt, this is hurting the industry. There's no doubt about it. Take a look at Boeing's earnings. They're really, really bad. Without a doubt, it's going to take a while for Boeing to really come back from something like this. I mean, if you're, a company like Southwest and you see something, you're not going to be that inclined right now to go buying Boeing airplanes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I get you. By the way, Nissan worldwide, did you hear about this one? They're going to slash 12,500 jobs to cut their costs and achieve a financial turnaround. These are mostly white-collar jobs, too many chiefs and not enough Indians.
Yep. They're trying to also deal with the firing and the arrest and the drama surrounding their chief, Carlos Ghosn, who did a really good job at bringing that company back. That whole entire episode is a bit, I find it a bit suspicious, if you ask me, in regards to everything that went down with that. But, they're trying to make themselves more efficient moving forward.
Now, we've talked about the company Alphabet before, right? Refresh everybody. Who is Alphabet?
Google.
That's right. And they also are YouTube and the cloud. And
Well, some of the clouds. I mean, there's Google Cloud, there's Amazon Cloud, there's lots of companies that are in the cloud services, but they're one of the big ones, yeah.
Well, being the new details that are coming out now about YouTube and the revenue they got, because they actually have a revenue-producing stream over there, television stations and whatnot are using it, and the cloud growth, they have had what appears to be record profits on those investments they've made, and as a result, their shares are going up.
It's a lot of great advertising revenue for Google. They're doing well with that. You see it in YouTube. Some videos they embed various different commercials. You got to watch before you see the video, a lot of different revenue streams there. But one of the biggest revenue streams that they have, and one of the most powerful ones, is actually their cloud-based computing services along with Amazon.
Now, we heard that U.S. factory orders had dropped off, and there was a problem there with the U.S. factories. But all of a sudden, we hear just the opposite in a report that came out yesterday that said U.S. factory orders were up 2%. That's not a lot,
yeah,
but it is
durable
up.
Durable goods.
Yeah.
Durable goods, phenomenal.
Back in June.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely phenomenal numbers for durable goods. Great economic news coming out yesterday. Again, everyone's going to be looking, Matt, at the GDP number. That's what everybody's looking for right now, and see how everything looks.
What do you think? I think things are looking good for the future. I really do.
I think things are very, very strong, especially mm-hmm. the durable goods number. I think things are looking great. Again, I'm always a big fan when I take a look at a tight labor market and people are able to negotiate for higher wages, find new jobs. There's help wanted signs everywhere. Things are great.
Okay. Well, the music is coming up in my ear. I'm going to let you go, and we will be talking to you on Monday morning, bright and early.
You got it, Matt. Have a good one.
All right, and good luck on the weekend with your weekend show. Thank you.
Thanks.
All right, Chris Markowski, The Watchdog on Wall Street, Watchdog on Wall Street, and catch him on many of these stations as well as other stations around the country with his program on the weekend. It's been running now for 20 years, 21 years, somewhere along that line. And you do hear him 3 hours, Watchdog on Wall Street, the program on the weekend. So check your local listing or go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, to find out more. All right, I am the captain. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And Kathy, take us to break.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.